So, how's my little bran muffin?
Your little bran muffin misses her big cucumber.
It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, indeed.
Oh my god.
I wish I would have watched anything. I wish I would have watched a movie about God than watched this
movie. I'd love to watch a movie about
the
God.
The movie, my Oh God, with George
oh
Burns.
Oh God, book two?
Yes, with George Burns and John Denver.
Is it awesome?
Can't remember. Remember George Burns was in it.
Did you fall, John Denver's did you fall asleep? Full of shit, man.
Did you fall asleep during that, too?
I don't know. You know, long those, when I saw Oh God, book two. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Oh, I only ever see the sequel come up on TV. Like, damn it, I can't watch it. I haven't watched the first one.
You don't know what God does to John Denver in the first one.
Yeah, oh exactly.
Oh my God.
What does God do to John Denver? Does he, like, choke him with his cock and make him cry and then smack him for crying and say, don't you ever do that again?
And then shoves his cigar in his butt. Well, I just assume George Burns is always smoking a cigar, so I assume that he had a cigar in the movie.
Or maybe he'll, like, right? make him get down on his knees and make him think he's going to take his cum and give him the flaming ashes instead. And you swallow that, you whore.
Oh, you read that passage out of the Bible, too?
Yeah. Yes. Ash cum.
Ash cum.
Speaking of
ash play.
John, yeah, John 69. The...
Speaking of ash play 316.
Ash play 316.
Ash play.
And John 69.
Yep, John 69. This is the B-movie breakdown.
That's not blasphemous, right? That's
no,
nothing.
No.
No, we're fine.
Yeah, he's...
This movie was blasphemous.
There you
it's
go.
It's werewolves.
Oh, nice transition. Nice segue. Brought it back to having a focus.
But I did bring it back, because this is the B-movie breakdown, where we bring things back. Like this movie, My Mom's a Werewolf, from 1988,
released in 89.
From the guys' reactions, does it really matter?
Should have never been released, to be honest. Well, I'm Corey.
I'm DRC.
And we are joined, you might hear a third voice.
I am voice number three.
Voice number three.
Nikki T.
Nikki T, who did not watch the movie, but is joining us anyways. And it's okay.
I will be the voice of the voiceless. Hopefully, anything you want to say or object to, I'll be here to do so.
I wish I could have been the voice of the voiceless for this one, because it was not so hot. But before we get going,
not so hot.
You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, or on our website. You can
What's
download
that?
It there. Stitcher.
Sorry.
It's like a streaming service. A lot of people
really?
Use that instead
nice,
of iTunes.
Nice.
Oh, streaming service. I hear they do those in Germany.
Yeah. Don't cross the streams.
Oh, German Ghostbusters, huh?
Yep. A little bit of scat in there, too.
German Egon.
Well, they also have a magazine over there called Piss Drinkers, from what I've heard.
Oh,
from what you've heard, rumor on the street.
Well, back in the 90s when they had, like, comedy shows on every channel, I can't remember what show this was or who the comedian was, but he's like, I went to Germany, and they've got a lot of fucked up porn, and he's like, they actually have a magazine called Piss Drinkers. So not only is that a thing, but somewhere, there's an editor sitting at his desk like, look at this shit, you can't even see the stream, you bring this shit on my desk, get this shit out of here!
I need to see those streams! Slaps person in the face. They get rough over
like
there.
This is what I need to see. Just whip it out. Here's your cover shot. Here's your cover shot.
Piss Drinkers Weekly.
Those who are just listening, not here like I was, Dan just demonstrated that, whipping his dick out. It was very nice.
It was glorious. Well, I was saying, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes, and you can shout us out or give us your suggestions and things like that, like many have done, on Twitter, on our email, or on our Facebook page, or if you see us floating around on Reddit there.
Floating
there,
around, you know, huh?
Floating around, just floating.
Disembodied right. spirits.
Yep, that's what
you
we
guys,
are.
You guys float around Reddit?
Yep.
Woo!
That's pretty cool. Woo! Well, this week's movie was My Mom's a Werewolf.
It sounds awesome by the title. Did it deliver?
No,
not at all.
I was expecting, like, at least some sort of, like, neat transformation scene, and really just anytime she went from werewolf to not, like, faded.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, slow, like, faded. It was just like,
well,
oh, God.
I could live with them not having, like, you know, the best effects as long as the costumes were good, and they weren't. But the, also, the like, you'd think, you know, these werewolf movies are like, you know, letting the wild man or woman inside out and letting him run with it. And instead, they do that a little bit, and then they'd have her, like, transition out of it, and then, oh, I can't even remember what happened to it. No, let her go wild. She should have fucked the shit out of that caveman kid at the party, like, you won't give me shit, you nasty bitch. Look at me. I'm riding the caveman dick.
I really thought she was gonna... I really thought... There was going to be a sex scene in this movie. I didn't expect there to be.
There wasn't one?
Multiple times.
Almost.
Multiple times, I was like, oh, there's sex scenes happening in this movie, which wouldn't have been bad. She was not a bad-looking lady, Susan Blakely.
Yeah.
Who, the next movie we're going to do, there's an odd connection there with Susan Blakely, oddly enough.
Another good transition,
but Corey. She was a MILF. She had some side boob action going on.
Yeah, yeah. There was some good side boob from her, but...
But that's about it. She wasn't bad-looking, you know. The MILF thing going on. The were-MILF.
Since...
Oh, were-MILFs.
Were-MILF or
can
her
that
MILF?
Be a, that should be a movie.
Were-MILFs?
Like 1313 Cougar Club. It should be 1313 were-MILFs.
You know, MILF spelled backwards is phlegm.
It's good. It's like, good stuff.
Phlegm, that sounds like dirty.
Like, yeah. Oh, I'm sure that was Dan's intention when he said phlegm.
Look at him. Look at him. Like,
he wasn't phlegm. Trying to be clean.
Like phlegm and Scrooge and quam.
All those disgusting terms.
Quam was the sound effect our friend Cody, Mr. Cody Wyoming, came for when you shove your entire head inside a woman's vagina. Right. Quam!
Right. Sure, I'm sure he's experienced the quam. He knows that sound. How else would you know that sound? Oh, God. You don't make it up in your mind. You physically...
One thing I did like about this movie, I'm sure not a lot of movies at the time showed things like this, but there was an early horror convention. Like, horror cons weren't a big deal as big as they are now.
No.
Even horror cons are bigger now, but they went to a horror convention.
And of all things...
Was it in, like, a convention place, or was it like somebody's basement?
It looked like somebody's basement.
All right. Well, 80s, you know, it's beginning.
It looked like maybe a VFW hall, or something along those lines.
And it was funny that, you know, the person that was into this was, like, your stereotypical, like, gossipy, talking on the phone teenage girl and not, like, some guy, but...
Yeah, and
they liked cool stuff back then.
Yeah, and she was into this. One thing that was very weird at the con, when they go to leave the convention, why did that guy look in the camera?
Yeah, that was really weird, like, breaking the fourth wall all of a sudden.
Yeah, there was a guy with, like, a goofy old man mask on, and he just walks by, like, all, like...
The two girls talk, and then
those who can't see, Corey's, like, shimmying his shoulders, doing his dance.
I was describing...
No, I know, I just wanted to try.
Walking all silly, and literally just looks towards the camera, and then goes at the camera.
Yeah, like, why did that even happen? And then it just cuts away, like, yeah. It's so weird. Like, it wasn't even a wolf costume, you know?
Maybe they were still filming, and then they just...
They left it in.
Yeah, like, it was supposed to be not in there, but they're like, that's funny, we'll keep it.
I was telling Dan before,
they're like, probably drunk when they're editing. Leave that in, it's classic.
Well,
classic.
That's hilarious.
In a movie like this, when you're making a movie like this, and somebody has to know that things aren't going as great as you wanted them to.
You think so?
So why not just go all out batshit crazy? Just start being goofy and crazy.
Nobody likes
not
that.
Like,
well, they kind of did, but like
it felt like this movie went nowhere. Like,
no, it didn't.
Things could have happened. Like, okay, she meets this guy. He turns her into a werewolf, apparently by biting her toe.
Yeah,
that's
it was
sexual.
Very weird.
That's sexual.
Oh yeah, well, like she
they're
was
basically
lured
getting ready to bang.
Sex.
She's basically getting ready to cheat on her husband.
He gives her a martini with a goldfish in it, and she just like flicks the goldfish out and like, oh fuck it, whatever.
Is that a thing?
And she
goldfish
goes,
martinis.
Can I have another one, but without the goldfish?
Like, what a weird punchline to a joke they just made up to have in the movie. Like, who gets goldfish martinis?
Because he's a werewolf.
That's what werewolves
he lives
do.
In a pet shop.
That's what werewolves
he lives
do.
In a pet shop and runs a pet shop, and he lives in the back, and he just has animals running around.
Can you imagine the fish's gills as it just soaks in the vodka?
When he goes in the back, it's almost like that scene in Loaded Weapon 1 where they go to Emilio Estevez's trailer and it's like this massive mansion inside.
It's like this weird,
the back
like,
of the pet store.
This weird, like, you know, nature themed, like, swingers pad in the back
and
of
the like
pet store.
And it's like as if he bought
the
like,
hell?
The other two, like, places behind him or next to him and converted them into this house. It wasn't even a house, it was like a studio apartment that
like
was just massive.
Like a sex pen?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like owls and stuff watching
oh,
they bang.
They
kind of
did
like
this wrong because earlier in the movie they mentioned on TV that some local government guy, I don't know if he was like a mayor or an alderman or something, like
alderman.
He had been he'd been arrested for something, and they have a picture of him as a werewolf. Like, oh, what's going on here? Like, they already have, like, you know, the werewolf thing in the news, and the main girl, what is her name? Jennifer?
Jennifer, yeah.
Yeah, she just, like, whatever's it. Her friend's like, oh, didn't you see that on the news, that guy? Like, oh, whatever. And like, oh, didn't you hear another person attacked by that unidentified wild animal was attacked on your street? Oh, whatever.
What? Was that a commentary on society? No one cares?
No.
Was the movie that deep and you just guys missed it?
No.
No, I feel like maybe nowadays it would be, but...
I feel like Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, it was deeper than this movie was. A movie that was full of dance. Non-stop dance. With dancing very little plot.
Dancing is hard.
It is hard.
It's harder than acting.
Especially when you have that rotating room to navigate.
Very true.
From Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, well, they gotta use it for something.
Yes, only time
it's
ever
a dance movie.
It ever got used, ever. So, I thought it was very odd, too. I guess it was just like you're this typical, like, husband and wife relationship where they don't have sex or something. But the wife was clearly hot and wanted to bang.
Yeah.
So, like, why did the husband ignore her? It was very odd.
He was bored.
Why would he ignore that?
He was fat
ass?
And bald, and he's like half retarded.
Can I see it? Where do you write it down? Why would hubby ignore dead ass? Corey's
she
notes.
She was flaunting her ass everywhere.
No, literally, this guy is just like...
Maybe he just didn't respect
he's fat
like,
and balding, and he acts like a complete fucking retard, and his wife's basically throwing herself at him. He's just like, oh, whatever. All I want to do is sit on my ass and eat. I want to eat. And when she, you know, tries to get him going later in the movie, she ends up making this really nice... romantic dinner with like a roast and champagne and everything. He's just like, oh fuck this, I just want to eat. So he just sits downstairs stuffing his face, and he comes up to bed still with like a big chunk of beef on like a fork, just like, oh thanks, fine, I'm ready
weird,
to
though,
pass out
was
now.
That nobody joined him for the dinner. They showed the roast when it started out, and he was the only one sitting there by himself. He literally sat there and ate by himself.
Yeah,
well, I guess because she was.
I thought the idea was like, oh, come get me.
You might
or
be late for dinner if you're turning into a werewolf.
And the mom was a lot of her dialogue was ADR. Like,
yeah,
very much like you
and
know,
like throughout the movie,
the mouth didn't even match.
Throughout the movie, even before she gets bitten, she's just really kind of spacey and like phoning it in. I mean, granted, her life isn't going the greatest, but like the whole time, she just seems like she's just kind of like what. What's going on?
The actress or the character or both?
Both.
Well, she wasn't over
but,
the top,
which
that
makes
was years
it,
earlier.
Which makes it even weirder when she has the dream about the werewolf guy coming for her. He's like, you're afraid of me. And then out of nowhere, she tries to sound confident the one time in the movie, and she goes, I'm afraid of no one!
She just yells it?
Yeah. Well, like, she tries to yell it.
Did she just realize it? Was
I really,
massive character story? Was that going on? That she's
no, because afterwards she just like sort of forgets everything and gets all wishy-washy.
This whole movie could have been called. This is what the title of this movie should have been called: Reactions to Turning into a Werewolf. Because that's the majority of this movie is her just looking in a mirror, going, ah,
yeah.
Ah. Or touching her teeth and
yep.
going, oh!
She wakes up from that dream and finds she's got the werewolf teeth, and she just goes, oh, I'm still dreaming. I'm going back to bed. And the phone calls, and she goes, I can't talk right now. I'm having a nightmare.
And then she gets up and like, oh, I'm still dreaming.
What?
Oh, you're in my dream? Walking downstairs.
Oh, Jennifer, you're in my dream, too?
I'm gonna start making coffee.
And she points out the teeth to her, and she freaks out. So she goes to this dentist to try to get her teeth filed
down. That was
down.
The best part of the whole
and
movie.
And then, as she walks into the waiting room, the room is full of people. Some woman runs out of the back screaming in pain, like from obvious malpractice. She just goes, whatever, and just walks back there. And the guy,
what?
The guy's a total creep. He's like, so, you here for a drilling or a filling?
The doctor's name was Dr. Rod Rodriguez.
Why?
And there was a little peep window for patients who were waiting to watch him do, like whatever, like drillings and stuff like that. And there were all these, like, freaks there. There was,
yeah.
like, a freak show at the dentist's office. Like, this one guy with these, like, fucked up crazy teeth, and he was, like, sort of punk rocky looking. It was, like, if you took punk rock and, like, African, like, wear.
Like tribal
like,
wear?
Yeah, like tribal wear,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
dashiki and punk rock.
Tribal
Hello.
Punks? You haven't heard of, you hear the tribal punk scene in 1989? You missed that?
Yeah,
tribal punks?
It. Yeah, it was very weird. Even that kid that goes up to her and he's like, she goes, like, nobody really cares that he did it, that she did that, but the kid's, like, screaming and crying.
Yeah.
And
but nobody cares about that. But then when she goes in the back and the guy starts filing her teeth, he's like filing so hard he's like acting like he's fucking her while she's doing it. She's laying back in the chair, just like,
oh my god,
like thrusting into her while he's filing.
And then
you miss another good demonstration. His assistant, by the way.
His assistant is like getting off.
Yeah.
On him,
like you could tell she's the one.
Like, filing
was this teeth. Was this dentist's office like the real story?
It should have been.
Was that like?
I could tell this was like the nurse that would like put the patients to sleep and then like watch and videotape while the dentist rapes them. You know.
Seriously,
you know, she's one of those.
I honestly rather would have seen a movie.
Well, who like, hasn't hit right. through that? Well, you know, honestly,
well, I just love that classic character archetype of the nurse that just watches.
Yeah,
the dentist rape.
I wish I could have seen the movie The Misadventures of Dr. Rod Rodriguez DDS.
That's what just inspired me right now. I'm imagining all these movies just drawn together because all the main characters just go to this dentist office like for one point in the movie, and he's just there, you know, fake fucking them, and it's just like, well, that's fun.
Yeah, it was very weird. The daughter character, Jennifer, I thought she was terrible.
Yeah.
I wish her friend would have been the main person instead. Her friend, at least.
Yeah, but then...
she had a little horror kinks. She even said at one point, I need to buy some body parts for my and to put them in my dad's closet.
No, she's like...
Who said that?
Her friend.
Earlier, her friend Stacy is the horror geek. Earlier in the movie, Jennifer's worried because she thinks her parents are headed for divorce because her dad's such a dumb fuck.
Right.
And she says, like, her friend says, oh, coming from a broken home isn't that bad, you know. So what, your parents get divorced, he moves out? She's like, if my parents did that, I'd use my dad's closet to keep my body part collection. But then you'd think Stacy would have been the better girl for this, but then once Jennifer comes to her and starts saying what's happening, she doesn't want to believe any of it,
yeah,
and she just whatevers it all.
The girl who has, like, every back issue of Fangoria.
Uh-huh.
Everything I like is fake.
Yeah.
At
the con...
She just has clear barriers between, you know, reality and fiction. She's like, that's not true.
At the con, they were seeing...
Well, they go to this gypsy woman, and she's reading their fortune, telling them they're in trouble, and she believes it then, so if you believe some kind of supernatural shit, like, look, my mom's turning, I've seen it, like,
fact,
oh, whatever.
To even go to the gypsy in the first place...
Who else do you go to?
She was a hack.
Gypsy.
Because the guy who goes to her afterwards is just like this guy that's just like,
Yeah. He's literally going to go on a cruise with a beautiful stranger. Really?
And he goes, oh, really? It's just absurd. But at the HorrorCon, the movie they see is First Spaceship on Venus. I don't know if it's a real movie or not.
Oh, there was another one. I couldn't catch the whole thing. It said Bloody Orgy in the something.
Oh, yeah, she yells. She mentions it. She yells out Bloody Orgy in the whatever.
You should look both those up and just
see. Yeah. But the main werewolf, who isn't much like a werewolf as he is a vampire.
Yeah.
And they really got their things mixed up between werewolves are.
How many werewolves lure people back to their like special little sex dungeon?
And have like powers to like them like.
Yeah, they've got like the vampire hypnotization thing.
Was he like a werewolf?
No, because abomination. When he shows up.
An abomination.
That's what they call him in World of Darkness.
Werewolf costume. Which, by the way, when they're in full werewolves, I could have went to the fucking Halloween store.
It's basically, if anybody remembers Big Bad Beetleborgs, that's what the werewolf costume in this movie looks like.
Who doesn't remember Big Bad Beetleborgs?
Idiots.
Who's an idiot?
The people that don't remember
Bad
Beetleborgs.
Okay, good.
But...
I was thinking you were calling people who did remember. Idiots!
The main werewolf there is played by John Saxon, who people might remember as Nancy's dad in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh,
that guy. He's a bad guy in Total Recall. He's in a ton of movies. Usually he's a bad guy. The bad guy in this.
Oh, so was he Cohagen?
No, Cohagen was the old guy. He was the head lackey that worked for Cohagen.
Oh, with the glasses? The dark glasses, and he gets stabbed by the little midget prostitute?
Yes.
Okay.
So, when she sees him for the first time at the pet store, why was she at the pet store in the first place?
To get a flea collar for their dog.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my
their
God.
Dog that was very weird.
And the way in, she passes this weird black guy with a parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Just, like, staring her down for no reason.
Okay, so
this is
a question I had about the whole movie. Yeah. He makes it
punk
seem like... He keeps saying, like, there aren't others like you, blah, 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 blah. I really don't think it was this way, but it could have been that she was a werewolf the whole time. And somehow he knew, like, because the way he kept acting was like, there aren't many like you. We're only a dime a dozen. Like, so, like, I was like thinking, like, maybe she was a werewolf and he brought it out in her, but I don't really think that's
the case. It's more like Vampire in Brooklyn. And, like, that could have been done well, but like I said, it's more like Vampire in Brooklyn. Yeah. And they did it better anyway, so go watch that.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy is a vampire. And three other characters, I'm pretty sure. I know he's a preacher in the movie.
Well, he sort of, like, shapeshifts a little bit, and that's what he does to, like, play the part of the preacher at one point. But, no, if you haven't seen that, it is very
interesting. Yeah, I always liked watching it. I always liked the movie. I remember watching it on HBO back in the day. I love when the scene when her purse gets stolen, the thief runs off, and the first thing he does is turn around and gives her the finger.
Yeah. And then he takes off running some more, and then he instead of just, like, running on streets, he goes in, like, the most unnecessary places, like, he hops the fence to a car wash, and then runs through the actual car wash, and comes out covered in suds and shit.
Well, that's funny.
And I love how he ran down the street away from her, crosses, and comes back the other way.
Yeah, just in time for the werewolf to grab him by the throat and throw him back into a truck bed filled with eggs, because when you transport eggs around, God knows you carry them around the back of a pickup truck.
Well, it was the 80s. They
and
did stuff.
So she ends up going to have dinner with Harry, is his name.
Harry Thropan.
I get it.
Harry,
I get
it. Oh.
I get it.
And then he tells
her... Her name's Leslie Shaver, which means she wants to shave off the werewolf.
Yeah, she ends up at one point shaving...
Really? Yeah. Leslie Shaver?
Mm-hmm.
This movie's great. I haven't even watched it.
No.
I love it.
When she's at dinner is when he tells her, I just want to crawl up inside you, die. It's like, what the fuck? Weird.
I'm going to start using that innuendo.
Weird. Yeah. I want to crawl up inside. I can understand maybe if he was like an insect like person thing or something.
Like Meet the Applegates.
Yeah, there you go. That would have worked perfectly in that movie.
I just want to crawl up inside you, lay my eggs, and let them pupate in your vagina.
And then shoot the giant baby thing and murder it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That happened in the movie.
They murdered a baby, and they played it for comedy.
Because it's funny.
It was a larva baby, though.
Larva babies are even funnier.
Half human, half ant thing.
See, it has no rights. Don't feel bad.
It has no rights.
Don't feel bad about that.
So the mom ends up cheating on the husband, which I didn't see that coming at all. You could see it coming, but before we watched this movie, I had no clue that that was going to be a thing in this movie.
Well, she kind of does. Like, she
makes out with the dude.
She's more like looking to use him as, like, the friend zone, you know, lean on him, whatever.
Friends with benefits.
But then a waiter comes by with, like, some flaming crepes or whatever, and this scares the werewolf off for some reason.
Fire.
Why?
He's scared of fire.
Crepes. So now we're mixing vampires, werewolves, and Frankenstein.
Fire bad. Yeah. Pet store sex good.
He runs
good.
Off and leaves her with the bill, but...
this massive bill, because he orders a super, super expensive champagne and, like, steak tartare. Then he takes off and leaves her with the bill. And she's pissed, and, like, she runs out to try to find him to, like, bitch at him, like, how could you do that? And then he pulls her back into the pet store, like, let's have a drink.
Well, also, Jennifer and Stacy see her mom making out with this guy at the restaurant.
Yeah, like, he starts kissing her hand, and then Jennifer's like, he's kissing her hand, and my dad won't even hold it. Then he starts sucking on it, like creepy, just like,
Well, then, did she decide in that instant that this man is better than her father?
Well, then they start making out.
Yeah,
Then they go back to his place, and they basically almost bang. She gets down to her bra and panties.
Yeah.
And then he starts biting her toe, and she's like, that's it, fuck you, basically. She doesn't say that, but she's basically like, this is bullshit.
Because she's taking too long. It's like, what are you doing, man?
It was very weird that she just took off after...
Oh, but then Jennifer and Stacy are, like, peering at them through, like, the window in the back, and suddenly a cop comes up and, like, what are you doing peeping in a store window?
The cop was super creepy, too, and he had, like, a fake mustache on. It wasn't as bad as the fake mustache in Sleepaway Camp, like, where you could see the tape and everything, but it was still a bad fake mustache.
Like, what is this cop doing that has nothing better to do than, like, bitch at people for... peering in a window and not actually committing a crime.
Well, maybe the werepire like paid him off, like watch his back.
I guess.
Get away from
the werepire Stein.
Or werepire Stein. Frank Wolfpire.
Yeah. But they do play that song, Hey There Little Red Riding Hood, by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Ooh.
I ended up looking that up because I did like the song. I've heard it before. I think it was used in a trailer recently for a movie. But they overplayed it.
Yeah,
like
they play at the beginning because
they got the rights to it. So it's like, let's just fucking drill it into the ground.
Yeah,
this has got a cool wolf metaphor.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know. But yeah, so apparently in this movie, the way you become a werewolf is from getting bit on the toe.
Well, it's the most. There's a main like artery that goes into your toe. It's a very direct route into your bloodstream. signs.
Well, the femoral artery goes down there anyway, so I'm sure it'll get into your...
Well, right, and you'd rather bite...
It gets in there, you know.
Like, the visual imagery is better if you bite
the
toe.
And nobody did anything to stop it for a while.
Than biting the thigh or the hip.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And she had some...
That's too much.
She had some, shortly after this, I think she goes home and goes to bed, and she had some very interesting dream sequences, like melting people's faces.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like...
It was like the melty guy, and he was like, whoa, and it was...
It looked like cum dripping off his face.
Of course it did.
Then she wakes up and, I was like, oh my god, I just had a nightmare. And her husband's like, had one, and his face is melty.
Yeah. And then she wakes up again, or she's screaming, then he wakes her up. He's like, hey, you were having a nightmare. Like, what? He's like, are you dreaming? She's like, well, I were, but I'm not anymore.
And when she wakes up for the final time, she's like orgasming.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my, waking up. Like,
That's not how you wake up from nightmares? That's how I wake up from nightmares.
Orgasm wake up. It was very weird.
Wake up.
And then this one, we were talking about how the fang thing happens and she's freaking out. And then her daughter, when she's grilling her about this hairy guy, she goes, what did he do? Give you herpes?
Yeah. And, like, she goes from being on her mom's side, oh, my dad's such a piece of shit, he neglects her, to suddenly, oh, no, now I hate you. How could you do that to dad? Gee, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, now she's a slut.
She goes to leave the house in her lingerie. She goes to the dentist. And another character, other than the dentist that I really loved in this movie, was the creepy neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
The neighbor, that guy needed his own little spinoff or something, too.
Malcolm McAfee.
Who wrote this movie? Yeah, these names are great.
Yeah, the neighbor who was an S&M fiend loved getting like hit in the head. At one point, someone hits him in the head in the window at the end, and he's like, oh yeah, now tell me I'm this or something.
No, it was somebody, she's fighting with the werewolf at the end, and somehow like they end up throwing a shoe out the window.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know why, but it flies and hits him in the face. He goes, oh yeah, get that shoe, I want to smell it.
What? What?
Well, he's in like S&M gear, and his wife is like,
well, he was
him.
Like, well, she had him like bent over or doing something, and then they hear the commotion next door, like, oh, what's this? And he pulls out his peeper binoculars, like, oh my god, there's people in gorilla suits rolling around on the floor and having an orgy.
Yeah.
See, I would love to go back and rewatch this movie or watch it for the first time, but it's not going to live up to these high expectations.
No, it's not.
You guys have...
We're making it sound so much better than
this. We should note, if you want to watch it soon because it's on Netflix, but it expires July 1st, so...
Oh, the countdown is on. you better hurry.
Hey, I'm sure it'll get renewed because this movie is not going anywhere.
How long is this film?
An hour and 27 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, if you have an extra hour and 27 minutes left... Up for like
87 minutes in heaven.
But the movie really doesn't go anywhere. There's like a Halloween party at one point that apparently happened. I don't know. I think it would have been some sort of build, or no way that we knew this was going to happen. It just happened.
Yeah,
Jennifer just throws this massive party at
yeah.
her house, and her parents are just fine with it. There's no
like all her friends and everybody from school's there.
I loved everybody dancing there too. They were
the song
was very weird.
The song playing there was really good. One of those 80s kind of songs called "I'm Hanging" by DB Knight. You could look that up on YouTube. Sadly, it only has 600 some views, but it deserves a lot more.
So
let's jack those views up later.
She finds the one guy, Ralphie, who Stacy's like in love with, who and he wants nothing to do with her. The mom feeds him raw meat.
Well,
and
he
eats it.
He's dressed as a caveman, and she's going into like the sort of turning into a werewolf thing. So she sees him in the kitchen. She's like instantly turned on.
And he's
she
like,
was eating.
Mom's hot.
She was eating raw meat because she had the beast bloodlust going.
Right,
so
happens.
She decides to like, ooh, you're sexy. Here, I'll feed you a little. And, like, gives him the raw meat. Then he just like. She's like, I'll be upstairs in a few minutes. Come join me. So he just smiles like, oh, I'm going to bang Jennifer's mom.
Yeah. And she wanted to because she goes upstairs to start shaving. And
well, she goes upstairs to get ready. Then she looks in the mirror and sees herself sprouting hair. Then she freaks out and starts shaving like, oh, God, I'm sprouting hair. Something's wrong here.
But he just thought it was part of her costume. So she could have kept the hair on and still banged him.
Yeah.
She was so subconscious.
I mean,
there's another little message.
Who knows what kind of hair was going on around there. But
around where, Corey?
Around her butthole.
Oh, butthole hair. Oh,
Ralphie loves the anal. It was a subtext in the movie.
Yeah. This movie had lots of subtext, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay, wait. So was his name Harry or was his name Dennis?
He introduces himself as Harry Thropan, but later she's calling him Dennis. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
his name's
because I
wrote
down
those.
Here Dennis
Maybe.
Visits, and I was like, wait, oh yeah, that's... Wait, his name was Dennis.
Maybe his real name was Legion.
So,
what?
He's the ultimate deceiver. This guy. So,
one thing I wanted to know about this movie was it trying to, because it was kind of like horror-ish, and it was kind of comedy, and it was like, with this transformation, and like, with this, like, one person turning these people. So, was it trying to bank off the success, or I guess the success, because they made a sequel, of Fright Night? Because it kind of had that Fright Night vibe to it, but not done as well
in
as
the
Fright
credits,
Night.
I think it had something like theme from Fright Night listed in the music, too, so it may have been.
I thought maybe it was like, okay, Fright Night was vampires, let's do this werewolf Fright Night thing. But
let's keep it still vampire, kind of, but make it a werewolf, and
yeah.
Then just go with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Werepire. The movie just didn't live up to the title of the movie. After the
thing, or like poor Ralph is waiting at banging on the bathroom door, like, hey, let me in, looking to fuck. And like, his mom, like, grabs a handful of the fur that she shaved off of herself, shoves it in his mouth, and then slams the door in his face. So he's left, like, picking hair off his tongue, like, oh, so I guess maybe it did happen, huh?
And I love when the mom ends up banging the dad, like, they do have, like, some wild sex, and then he wants it again.
Oh,
he comes back
him.
And he's like, woo!
Yeah, like he's going like full tard in this bedroom scene.
And he's like, he's just like freaking out, and like he's like, I just want some more, and like she's hiding because she's all hairy and stuff. And he says something about him having his own built-in heater, and it was like some sort of sexual innuendo.
I missed that.
He's like, I got my own built-in heater because she says she's cold and she's taking all the blankets.
Oh, well,
he
might be talking about his dick.
Yeah. So, but then she ends up running to the salon where, what's her face? The woman she's
Marsha Wallace.
Full House, and she was in Ghoulies 3 and
Simpsons as Mrs. Krabappel.
Yeah, Mrs. Krabappel and Simpsons. She's the hairstylist, and she's like, has no reaction really to all this hair being on her. And she's like, I'm going to make a new style, Wolverine Chic.
Oh, I'm down for Wolverine Chic. That's cool.
And nobody really freaks out too much until she freaks out about the bad hair, or freaks out that she's getting hair all over her face. Like, nobody cared that she had the hair on her face until she freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Well, then they noticed it wasn't normal.
Oh. It wasn't normal in the first place.
But on the way in, Marsha Wallace is talking on the phone to somebody, and she ends up telling her, let's see, what does she say here? Okay, she goes, oh, I'm sorry your hair fell out in the car, but... I don't think she's the best stylist.
And one thing about werewolves I did learn from this movie, that they're really good at making friends.
Aww.
It was stated in this movie. That's what they were doing when he was doing his little, like, vampire thing.
Well, it's like, making
friends.
You want to make your own pack. Yeah. It's a wolf pack.
Yeah.
You want to just make...
That's why you just stare at him and hypnotize him into joining you. Yeah.
Werewolves have a little, at you.
Animal magnetism.
When Dennis dies at the end, because Jennifer suits up in like football gear, and
she
like,
stabs him with this fork
because
it's
silver.
Supposedly silver, even though they're going through the silverware in the garage. Why there's silverware in the garage, I don't know. She's like, will this work? No, it's steel. My dad's cheap. Like, what a bitch. Like, yeah, my God, what kind of pissant piece of shit doesn't buy his family actual silverware?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know where they got this fork and how it was suddenly supposedly silver, but she ties a fork onto the end of like a broom handle or something, and that's her weapon.
What?
And she stabs him with it, and he takes forever to die, almost like Paul Rubens and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Just
like,
but not as comical, because he was just laying on the ground going, ah,
just writhing and
he was laying on the ground flailing his hands, just going, ah. He literally, one of the longest deaths I've ever seen, especially death by fork.
Yeah, what a waste of a werewolf. The fork's gonna kill you?
He looked better than she did as a werewolf, but they both look pretty shitty as werewolves.
You, like, you basically just saw like the human eyes blinking underneath the mask.
Like,
and
even at 89 on a small budget, look at like the Wolfman, like Lon Chaney Wolfman. That werewolf looked way better, or Wolfman, or whatever you want to call it. It looked way better.
But
it
was just one fork?
Yep.
Just one fork?
Couldn't it have been like a silver Swiss Army knife where she jabs him with the fork, the knife, the corkscrew, and
maybe she got him right in the heart.
And it wasn't even like multiple stabs.
Just
one stab to the gut.
Because how many werewolves do you see when someone's shooting them with silver? It's going to take a lot of silver bullets. It's going to take a lot of silver stabbings. Just one fork.
And then the whole conclusion to all this is, let's tell the world!
Yeah, like this is a thing.
Oh my god!
Like, let's have this game changer happen. Guess what? Werewolves are real. And like, the cops are like, they're taking out like the obvious werewolf dead body instead of having like scientists swarming everywhere. They have this dumb reporter comes out who goes to ask everybody questions and then just talks over him. Well, I guess everybody's speechless. You won't let him talk.
And the neighbor's trying to peek at the creepy S&M neighbor.
And the creepy S&M neighbor, Malcolm McAfee, he introduces himself like, hey, I'm the one that called the cops on this nonsense. Then he's like, hey, can I have the body? I want to make it into a rug.
Yeah, and that's when the reporter goes, this she-wolf, or should we say, her-wolf.
Yeah, what?
What? That's offensive, actually. Like,
what?
When the cops are called, too, they don't give the slightest hint of a fuck. Much like many of the movies that we've seen, they see the silhouettes of, like, werewolves going at it in the second story window, and they're like, oh, man, this better be good. You made me lose my donut over this. It was the last chocolate one. You wouldn't care if you'd paid for the donuts.
And once they reveal werewolves are real, everyone's fine with it.
Yeah, look, and the reporter,
what an ideal world.
The reporter
sets the tone.
The reporter says, like, oh, the
wolves,
murderers,
what does she say?
People.
She talks about the werewolf. She calls the werewolf the homicide victim. So if they think this is a homicide, why are they celebrating this? Like, it's a big thing.
And why aren't they arresting
Jennifer? And so they're like, yeah, this is a good thing. So, like, they're announcing this to the world, and the world's like, yay. So I was like, they must be so joyous because now they want to start the werewolf genocide. Like, all right, get your forks out, kids.
These things exist, so now we can kill them all.
With forks.
With forks.
And you can make them into rugs. Or
and
bath mats.
Jackets.
So then...
bathrobes.
We get the end, the real ending. Which,
what?
That was the ending, and then it happened. And then Jennifer's in bed, and she gets a phone call
from
Stacy. And Stacy says, I was just reading in Fangoria, issue number 185.
Yeah. I thought it was 43.
Whatever.
Or 34. Dyslexia
61.3. 145. She's the somebody who kills the head werewolf turns into a werewolf.
Unless a priest performs an exorcism on the werewolf's dead body.
What the fuck?
And I don't know why this is in Fangoria, because I've never heard about this ever in any horror movie ever. So,
again, that's a vampire thing, killing the head vampire.
Yeah.
That's not werewolves.
So then at the end,
we gotta have something to
so
wrap
then at the
this
end,
up in a happy
all
ending.
Of a sudden, Jennifer's
the,
a werewolf.
She yawns and she has the fangs, and then she turns off the light. Then you just hear her call, like, Stacy, get over here right now and bring issue 34.
Oh my god.
And that's the end.
Yep, and just like, here we go again.
We'll be back, only we won't.
Like so many movies we've watched.
Now I just...
They leave it open and they want to make a sequel.
It doesn't matter.
And play Little Red Riding Hood again.
Yeah. Too bad it didn't have the big, like, bubblegum bubble like in Mac and Me.
We'll
and
then
say, we'll be back. And then never,
never comes back.
Never happens. So that movie, I wish we would have got a sequel, unlike this movie.
Maybe they should do a direct-to-video sequel with none of the original stars but Ronald McDonald.
Couldn't they get the kid who's in the wheelchair? Come on. Well, he wasn't really handicapped, but...
He was a werewolf.
Oh, did you see that one time on American Dad when Roger's talking about Glee? He's like, you know that kid that plays the wheelchair boy on Glee isn't a real paraplegic?
That's sad.
What?
I do remember that.
Isn't that sad?
But, so yeah, that was My Mom's a Werewolf. I think it would have been better titled My Mother's.
Well, they also like had My Stepmother's an Alien. Maybe they had to do that for legal reasons.
Yeah. My Stepmother's an Alien is a movie I did enjoy, unlike this movie.
I saw it back in, like, fourth grade. I can't remember much about it.
I never saw it.
There was that weird eyeball alien in her purse.
Yeah, yeah. Who talked to her and stuff. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd and...
Kim Basinger, and John Lovitz and a young Allison Hannigan, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Allison Hannigan's in it.
Cool.
John Lovitz is Dan Aykroyd's friend in it.
That's an all-star cast.
Yeah. Good movie. I remember liking it when I was younger. You know what's another movie I'd like to find? It'd be so hard to find. But it's a movie. It's called One-Eyed, One-Horned, Flying Purple People Eater.
Yeah.
And it's based off the song.
Yeah.
And it's a movie with a One-Eyed, One-Horned, Flying Purple
I've seen
people
that
eater.
At one point in my life.
And, yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I would
like
love
something
to...
that'd be, was at a, circa 1992 Mixed Flicks and Okay, Illinois.
Probably.
There's a bunch of VHS tapes over there. All these archives that all these old video stores had. They're just gone now.
Yeah.
You'll never find
that's
them anywhere
one I rented from a studio in Shanahan.
There you go.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, right.
You know, that and another one I'd like to find was the live-action version, which ended up becoming the cartoon of My Pet Monster.
Oh.
There's a live-action version of
right. I forgot about that.
That was a movie, but the movie is nothing like the cartoon because in the movie, the kid in the movie turns into the monster.
Oh, Corey.
And I really would really love to find that movie.
Oh, man.
Up until a month ago, I could have given you a copy.
You had it on DVD?
Yeah, it was my father didn't, wink, wink, take VHS tapes from video stores and tape them and record them.
You had it on VHS tape.
It was, it's very, you know, in my mind a lot because it was on the same tape as Ghostbusters. So it got watched a lot because I'd have to forward through to get to Ghostbusters.
Before this garbage.
Yeah. But the ending credits, like, it's like a Super Mario type, like, video game style thing.
Yeah, because they had the My Pet Monster, like, the cartoon.
Right.
I think they might have came out at the same time or one after the other, something like
that.
Well,
it had about as much in common as, like, you know, the He-Man movie did with He-Man. Like, it's the same kind of, like. Like filter.
I think
like
the He-Man movie
cartoon
had
bullshit.
I think the He-Man movie had more to do with He-Man than My Pet Monster had to do with My Pet Monster.
I don't know. It was like a monster, and he was around.
I would compare it. I compare it more.
It's about the same, right?
I'd compare it more to how much the Mario Brothers movie had to do with the Mario Brothers video.
It's the same. It's the same filter. Now He-Man's he was He-Man, but then he was hanging out with, you know, Tom Paris from Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah, and
so I mean, and he had lots of friends.
From, and he killed stormtroopers.
And he had the cosmic.
Yeah, and there was characters that didn't exist before that movie in there.
It happens.
What was his name? The guy with the eye patch and like metal swords.
Oh, Blades.
Yes.
His name was Blades.
It was just,
you know,
Evil-Lyn and Beast Man,
you know,
the only actual
ones. Would make
ones.
Video games off of like movies, and even though they already existed, like his video games, like Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. They made a game, Street Fighter the movie, the video game.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, with like Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile. And it looked like Mortal Kombat, how they looked like people. You know, they had that like that style.
Yeah.
You know what I wish they would have done was made a Mario Brothers video game based off the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, I had the back in the day I went to Wisconsin Dells, and it was the best. It's as close as we ever got to that. It was an arcade video game with all like Mario Brothers 1 to 3, maybe even Super Mario World, which that was when I played because that was more fun because it was the newest one and had Yoshi. Mm-hmm. But the outside was all this filled with like Dennis Hopper and like John Leguizamo, like all the images from the movie. There was like movie Goombas there.
Just imagine if you could have battled Dennis Hopper.
I know! You just knock him in the lava
Koopa,
pit.
Koopa, who was not the character in the game, because it was always Bowser, but we're going to call him Koopa.
Because of the cartoon. He was King Koopa in the cartoon.
I don't even think
he was.
Come out yet.
It was out.
Yeah,
it was out.
He was Koopa.
So they took Koopa from the cartoon because they only cared enough to look at one reference Bible. They took the cartoon reference Bible.
That movie is just, we'll have to do it on here one time because
I'll be on for that one like 8 times.
Because it's one of your secret favorite movies.
I have a top 5 secret movies. One of them is Super Mario Brothers, the movie. Top 5 secret Nick's favorite movies.
That movie is
It's great. Everything about it's fantastic. Anyone who says otherwise is just
something else.
Missing out because it's great.
Is Double Dragon on there too?
No, but I mean it's like as far as those
Coco
like
Shuko.
As far as those families of movies go, like Mario Brothers is like the shining gem for me, but Double Dragon,
Double Dragon is
no, it's great. Oh. Come on. Shit. My mind blanked out.
I mean Street Fighter, I do have
villain,
a Blu-ray.
Double Dragon.
Robert Patrick.
Thank you. Right.
T-1000.
Exactly.
That's why I was pumped on that movie.
He's on True Blood now as a werewolf. Connection!
Good.
Here we go.
He's Elseed's father, I think.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
You're spoiling it for
Nick. Spoiler.
Well, that was last season. He's
yeah,
still
haven't
on
watched,
there now.
Haven't watched that.
Oh, okay.
I'm a season and a half behind. Oh, just one season. I guess it just started, right?
Well, now you get forward to look Coco Shuko.
Koga Shuko.
Whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh, man.
Shadow Man.
The entire time I've been talking about werewolves, all I've been talking about is True. I've been thinking about is True Blood in the back of my mind.
Anyways,
it's awesome.
We'll have to get to Mario
it's
Brothers.
It's only 10 episodes this season now.
Is it winding down, or is it just something
that they're doing that like Showtime cut Nurse Jackie to 10 episodes? Game of Thrones is only 10 episodes now.
Lame.
Yeah,
I didn't see the last episode of that. Anyways, off the HBO train,
and back onto the B movie breakdown train.
What a long name for a train.
It's the longest train.
It really is the longest train.
You know the longer train? The Corey train. Yeah.
Well, we're running this train tonight.
What's the Corey train like? Like the human centipede?
Yep.
Oh, God.
It's like
feed her!
It's like 12 quarries strung together.
It's the human millipede.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's a million quarries shitting each other's mouths?
No.
Basically.
That's a lot of quarries.
That sounds like a German porn.
So...
Isn't it? What is it?
We go from My Mother's a Werewolf to German porn to next week's movie. It all relates perfectly. Over the top, 1987.
You know what? It kind of does, because back in the day on a radio show, Man Cow's Morning Madhouse, it used to be on around here. Supposedly, somebody called in and was telling Man Cow that Sylvester Stallone had a big fetish for like laying underneath a glass coffee table and having girls shit on top
glass
of it,
bottom boat.
And then watch as they played with it.
It's called a glass bottom boat.
I hope that's not true, but
Stallone?
It may be.
Stallone
yeah.
or Man Cow?
Stallone.
I believe Man Cow.
Well,
Stallone.
Stallone is excellent in Over the Top, as insane in the movie as it is, about arm wrestling.
What isn't he excellent?
He's great.
Every movie's great. Name a movie that Stallone did its best.
Sylvester Stallone takes us into the underground
awesome.
World of arm wrestling.
Yeah, underground. It's not even underground arm wrestling. It is full-on championship arm wrestling in this movie.
Well, from the trailer, it looked like it was one of those things where people are just like in the basement of a parking garage holding... full of money while
no.
people like fight to the
it's
death.
It's more like the
Russian
Wizard,
roulette.
Like how they have that big championship thing at the end of the Wizard.
Oh my God.
It's like that.
Arm wrestling Armageddon
featuring a surprise appearance by Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, I hope that's true.
87, I don't think so. But anyways.
You don't know.
How many movies, like how many movies, version. So many movies have that ultimate ending that just comes out of like almost nowhere, but like not? It's the yeah, cool, because isn't Over the Top kind of like a quest type
it's
movie,
like a father like son.
Yeah,
quest and
classic cinema archetype.
Very true. So next week we're gonna do Stallone's Over the Top. We've never done a Stallone movie yet. It's very surprising we haven't done a Stallone movie
because none of his movies are really B movies. They're all A list.
Yes, just like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, exactly. Just like
throw down your weapons and prepare to be judged.
Come on, you can't shit any movie Rob Schneider's in. Who does that?
I love Rob Schneider. Okay. The Animal.
So my joke was not funny.
Deuce too. Bigelow. Funny stuff. Anyways, another Over the Top kind of... I guess Terry Funk's in Over the Top, so it connects this way too, but it makes me... We really need to do one time Roadhouse. Because that is the quintessential 80s movie for me. That is... It's the 80s all... Every 80s movie, action, whatever, all balled up into one.
It's a good
get
one.
Patrick Swayze just being the ultimate badass in Roadhouse.
Swayze dog.
But, I mean, it's Over the Top because Terry Funk is also in Roadhouse and he's in Over the Top. And Susan Blakely, who is in My Mom's a Werewolf, as the mom, the werewolf, is in Over the Top.
No!
Is she the mom? Is she the mom?
She's a mom.
Cosmic!
What? Did they mention her name? What if she was nameless? Is that the same character?
No, her last name is Hawk.
Maybe she recovered.
Oh.
So,
being a werewolf.
That would have been
we're
nice
gonna,
if
we're
she was also
Sylvester Stallone as Lincoln Hawk.
I forgot that's his name! I forgot!
And
why
that'll
did
be
I
next
forget?
Week's movie in episode 37 of B-Movie Breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm DRC.
I'm Nicky T. Tyranno.
I hope Tony Hawk names his son Lincoln Hawk.
Oh, what an American name.
And then cleans off his shit dick with a razor.
It's the best of the worst B-Movie.